everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. How often do you find yourself wearing a hat? Or, here's a better question. How often do you see other people wearing a hat? Maybe not very often. Well, here I am. I have a hat. I decided not to wear the hat, but it's nice to have a hat, isn't it? Well, you know, at one time, hats were essential to the fashion world. That means that they were very important. Well, today they aren't quite as popular. Today we have a very interesting lesson called The Art of Millinery. And in today's lesson, we're going to talk about a woman's hat and the culture of millinery. Now, what is this word all about, millinery? Well, I'm glad you asked, because you're going to find out later. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get started with our lesson. Follow me.
The Art of Millinery. Fine ladies' hats were once a fashion necessity. Gorgeous hats may no longer be that common, but they were once a staple of women's fashion. From the 18th through the early 20th century, hats were considered a necessary part of any fine lady's wardrobe. Women's hats could vary from plain and simple to complex and covered with silk flowers, feathers, and ribbons. At that time, the art of hat making, which is called millinery, was central to the fashion world. The culture of millinery had a strict hierarchy, with different titles assigned to senior and junior workers in millinery shops.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 staple 这个名词。staple 在这里是指主要部分或者是主题。例如 ,fast fashion has become a staple of many online shopping websites. 快速时尚已经成为许多网购网站的主力商品。或者是 sitcoms are a staple for TV stations because audiences love lighthearted subjects.情景喜剧是电视台节目的大宗，因为观众喜欢轻松的主题。Staple 也指主食，例如 Pasta is one of the staples of Italians. 意大利面食是意大利人的主食之一。Staple 也可以当形容词，例如 Rice has been a staple food for many Asian countries for centuries. 几世纪以来，稻米都是许多亚洲国家的主食。接下来我们看的是 hierarchy 这个名词。A-R-C-H 这个字根是指首领或统治者，所以 hierarchy 是指等级制度。例如 ,before the revolution, people in the country were bound by a rigid social hierarchy, but not anymore. 革命之前，这个国家的国民被严格的社会等级制度所限制，但是现在已经不同了。或者是 ,a complex hierarchy system can be found among insects such as bees and ants.昆虫中存在着复杂的阶级制度，例如蜜蜂以及蚂蚁。
Gosh, you know, Gabe, I actually really like your hat.
Oh, thanks.
It's very,
It's kind of like the cat in the hat. Remember that story?
The cat in the hat. Yes, yes. Well, hello there, friends. And we are talking about our hats because our lesson is all about hats.
Exactly. So, Rebecca, you've got a coolPirate hat right there. Why don't you put it on?
Well, I thought about it, but it actually doesn't really match my outfit. So why wear a hat that doesn't match my outfit?
Do you think that my hat matches my outfit?
Well, at least it's red and your pants are red.
All right, maybe you're right. Okay, so Rebecca, our lesson's about hat making, and there's that, what's that word for that? For hat making?
Gabe, you're thinking of the word millinery. Millinery, and actually that is the name of our lesson, The Art of Millinery. Now, we don't often use this word, at least I don't use the word millinery very often, but this just refers to the art of making hats. Did you realize that making hats is an art?
Well, yeah, it has to be an art because there are so many amazing, beautiful, different styled hats, right? It is an art. Now, something about this word, like Rebecca said, we don't use this word every day. It's not a word that you would use unless you're talking about making hats or something like that. However, just so you know, there are different ways that I've heard people pronounce this word. Rebecca, you sounded almost like the way that British people say it.
Millinery?
Millinery. Mm.
Yeah, that's very possible. But I've also heard it pronounced like millinery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, millinery or millinery. So we've got millinery, millinery, or millinery. Anyway, friends, maybe you can just try practicing the different pronunciations throughout our lesson.
That's a very good point. Well, we read fine ladies' hats were once a fashion necessity. And if something is a fashion necessity, that means that it's necessary. It is definitely needed. Well, our lesson says gorgeous hats may no longer be that common, but they were once a staple of woman's fashion. Yes, I don't often see women walking around wearing these big, gorgeous hats.
Exactly. Not these days. But they were once a staple of women's fashion. A staple, of course, is something very important, right? A staple for a lot of Asian cultures in a meal is rice. That's a staple. At every meal, you will find rice. Well, in a lot of places, women would wear hats, right? We continue here from the 18th through the early 20th century. Hats were considered a necessary part of any fine lady's wardrobe. All right, before we continue, we want to talk about that word wardrobe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you see the word closet here as well. Often I use these words in the same way, a wardrobe and a closet, but are they different?
Oh, yes, they're actually different. Now, you see the word wardrobe in our lesson, it actually refers to all the clothes a person owns. For example, in my wardrobe, I have a lot of different types of jackets, mm-hmm. right? Now, a closet just refers to a cupboard or a small room used for storing things. However, the word wardrobe can also be referred to or used to talk about a closet used for storing clothing.
Exactly. So friends, if you want to talk about the clothes that somebody wears, you could say, he has a nice wardrobe or she has a nice wardrobe. You're talking about their clothes. However, if you're talking about where they store those clothes, you could use either of these words. Well, we continue here. Women's hats could vary from plain and simple to complex and covered with silk, flowers, feathers, and ribbons. So there's lots of different kinds of hats. Plain and simple.
Now, if things are plain and simple, that just means that they don't have a lot of decorations. You might see a simple ribbon, but there aren't a lot of elaborate things on them.
Okay, so like these hats, they're very pretty, but they might be plain and simple. The next paragraph starts, at that time, the art of hat making, which is called millinery, was central to the fashion world. What does it mean to be central to?
Now, if something is central to something else, that just means it's very important. Very important. And we read, the culture of millinery had a strict hierarchy with different titles assigned to senior and junior workers in millinery shops.
All right, we're going to learn more about millinery later. Rebecca, did you ever see Alice in Wonderland? There's a character in that movie called the Mad Hatter.
Ooh, let's learn more about that in the
InfoCloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Today, we are going to talk about some expressions in English that people use to talk about mental states.
Now, if someone truly is mentally ill, it's not polite to refer to them as crazy or insane, but we do use those terms for someone who is wild or odd.
But if people are really odd or really wild, sometimes you will hear people use this term. mad as a hatter.
Now, this phrase might have numerous origins. Some say that hatters, or people who made hats, used to be exposed to mercury in the process of making hats.
And that slowly damaged their nervous system, which led to shakes and strange and even irrational behavior.
Plus, there is a famous character from the story Alice in Wonderland called the Mad Hatter, who was a very strange character in a strange story.
So, if you say that someone is mad as a hatter, it means that they are either really unusual or even unable to interact normally with others.
当我们看到一个精神异常的人，我们可能会用 crazy, insane, 不正常或精神错乱来形容他，但这种称呼比较不礼貌。Wild, 疯狂的或 odd, 怪异的是比较合适的说法。若是某人的行为超出了 wild 或 odd 的程度，还有另外一个用语就是 mad as a hatter, 极度疯狂。例如 That guy is mad as a hatter. 那个人疯疯癫癫的。Mad 除了生气之外，还有疯狂的意思。Hatter 是制造帽子的人。为什么要称很疯狂的人为 hatter 呢？原来在19世纪，水银是制造帽子的材料之一。很多戴帽子的人开始出现精神错乱的症状，后来才发现是水银中毒。 因此才会出现 mad as a hatter, 像制造帽子的人一样疯狂的说法。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次语音关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Now, if you had to wear a hat, what kind of hat would you like to wear? Would you like to wear a plain and simple hat? Or a hat that has ribbons, flowers, and maybe even feathers? Well, we are talking about the art of hat making, right? And at one point in time, hats were very essential, that is, very important, to a woman's wardrobe. Well, let's continue learning about this art right now.
The Arts of Millinery. Even today, some people consider the term milliner to mean not just one who makes hats, but one who masters the craft. So to these people, only the best makers of hats qualify as milliners. The term itself comes from the name of the city Milan. During the 15th and 16th centuries, merchants from this Italian city were known for selling fine goods. In London, the making of women's hats became associated with this city. The term millinery thus quickly began to be used for hat making.
Alright, 继续我们看的是 craft 这个名词。 Craft 是指工艺、手艺或者是技术。 例如 arts and crafts is one of Eileen's favorite classes. 美工课是艾琳最喜欢的课程之一。 或者是 the craft of sewing was once considered an important skill for women. 缝纫的手艺以前被认为是女性重要的技能。 Craft 也指手法或手腕。例如 the lobbyist is famous for her political craft. 这位政治说客以高明的政治手腕而著名。 Craft 也可以当动词。例如 these statues were crafted by the natives in the area. 这些雕像是由该区的原住民所制作的。 最后我们看的是 qualify 这个动词。 qualify 是指符合资格或达到标准。如果要说明符合哪种资格的话， 是用 as 这个介系词。 例如 William is taking his bar exam and hopefully will be able to qualify as a lawyer. William 正在考律师执照，希望能够成为合格的律师。Qualify 也可以指使合格。例如 ,winning this game qualifies the team to enter the finals. 赢得这场比赛让这支队伍可以有资格进入决赛。它的名词是 qualification。例如 ,you need to have your teaching qualifications in order to apply for the job. 你必须要有教师资格才能够申请这份工作。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Now earlier we were talking about different types of hats and how some could be plain and simple, but others could be really complicated, covered with silk flowers, feathers, and ribbons. Here's a hat that has silk flowers.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty fabulous hat. And do you have any picture of a hat with feathers or
ribbons? Oh,
ribbons?
Yes. How would you like to wear a hat that has feathers and ribbon on it, just like in this picture?
Well, Rebecca, I still don't understand why you're not wearing that hat that has feathers on it.
I told you, it doesn't match my outfit.
Right. Hey, Rebecca, would you like to be a milliner?
A milliner.
You know, someone who makes hats.
Oh, hey, Gabe. No, not really.
Not really?
No, I don't think I'd want to be a milliner because that seems like a lot of work to make hats.
It does seem like a lot of work. You have to pay attention to detail. We read here, friends, even today some people consider the term milliner to mean not just one who makes hats, but one who masters the craft. And yes, that would take a lot of time.
So, to these people, only the best makers of hats qualify as milliners. And so this reminded us of the word handicraft. That is, you know, talking about a milliner because they have to master the art of making a hat. What is a handicraft? That is just a skilled activity in which someone makes something in a traditional way.
And if you're using, your skills and your hands to make something, maybe you could call that a handicraft as well. Rebecca, have you ever been to the handicraft market or the handicraft mart in Taipei?
Ooh, there's a handicraft mart
Taipei? You would love it. Yes, it's near the National Taiwan University Hospital Station.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about 4 or 5 floors full of stuff. Some of it's expensive, but there are a lot of things that are made by hand in there.
Really?
It's pretty cool.
Oh, I should check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for letting me know, Gabe. I might find some nice handicrafts to bring home to my family sometime.
That's a good idea. It's a great place to shop for souvenirs. Well, we continue here learning about hats and milliners. The term itself comes from the name of the city, Milan. So during the 15th and 16th centuries, merchants from this Italian city were known for selling fine goods.
Hmm.
Okay, now before we continue, there are lots of different kinds of goods or products. What are fine goods?
Mm-hmm. Now, fine goods refers to different items that are usually more expensive or more difficult to get.
And perhaps that's because they're even more difficult to make.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of fine goods, I think of materials like silk. Or perhaps there are certain, you can buy certain cheap glasses somewhere, but maybe you need to go buy some expensive china. That would be an example of fine goods.
Exactly. In London, the making of women's hats became associated with this city. Now let's talk about the making of something. This just refers to when something is being made.
Okay, so for example, have you seen that movie Saving Mr. Banks?
Oh yes, I love that movie.
Right? That movie was about the making of Mary Poppins, another famous movie in Disney's history. So here we're learning about the making of women's hats and how it became associated with the name Milan.
The term millinery thus quickly began to be used for hat making. And here is an example of someone making a hat. It looks very detailed. You have to be very careful.
Well, you know what? You have to be careful if you're going to answer questions correctly in
the SC Challenge.
Yes.
Well, let's get started with our SC Challenge by meeting our contestants. Now we have over here...
Hi, everyone. I'm Peter. Great to be here.
We have Peter. He's very happy to be here. And we have...
Hi, everyone. I'm David, and I'm feeling very lucky.
Oh, he's feeling lucky. I think David thinks that he might win today. Well, today's lesson is the art of millinery. What is that all about? I think you know. Let's see if our contestants know. So the first question I have for you is, which of the following might describe millinery? A, making hats. B, making glasses. C, making bowls. Or D, making food. Yes, David?
Is it D, making food?
That is a really good guess, but no, that's not the correct answer. Yes, Peter?
I'm going to have to go with making bowls.
Making bowls. No, that's not correct either. But good guess. Yes, David?
Is it making hats?
Making hats, are you sure?
Yes.
Well, that is correct. Good job. Making hats describes millinery. Number two. Which of the following might you find on a fancy hat? A, feathers. B, ribbons. C, flowers. Or D, all of the above. Oh, that was close, but I think it was David. Yes, David.
I'm going to go with all of the above.
And that's your final answer?
It is.
That is correct. All of the above. You might find feathers, ribbons, and flowers on a fancy hat. So right now, David has 2 points. And Peter, well, he has none yet. And last question. Question number three. Where does the term milliner come from? A, London. B, Milan. C, millennia. Or D, Madrid. Yes, Peter.
Sounds like it's from Milan.
Are you sure?
No, but that's my answer.
Well, that is correct. Good job. So Peter has 1 point and David has 2 points. Who won? Well, David won this round. Thank you all so much for joining us, and thank you guys for playing, and we'll see you all next time.
Okay, well, since you're not going to be a milliner, Rebecca, mm-hmm. you could at least choose a hat to wear.
But, Gabe, there are no hats around here to choose from.
Oh, I beg to differ. There are plenty right here inside my hat. Here's a green one. There's a cap.
Uh-huh.
How about this red one?
This red one so yeah. I can look like Christmas.
Well, we already look like Christmas.
Oh,
anyway.
Wow.
All right. You can choose which cap to wear, which hat to wear.
Friends, okay.
We do have more to learn about millinery next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Come back. Friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.